The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you today. Jesus would die for the nation, but not for the nation only, but also to gather into one the children of God who are scattered abroad. Things get really very simple as one moves towards Passion Week. All the signs, all the symbols, all the works of Jesus, as it were, shrump up together and become focused on an event on Golgotha. One might be reminded of the witness of James Boswell, who indicated that Samuel Johnson said before his execution that the mind is wonderfully concentrated the night before one's death. Everything ceases to be of importance except that. I remember on one occasion I was pastoring or ministering to a man in his early 60s, and he was dying of cancer. I'll never forget one day his family gathered around his bed, and to him was brought all the certificates and legal documents of his possessions. And with his hand filled with needles for intravenous feeding and fluids, he took a pen and before our eyes signed away everything. By the end of the day, he was bereft of all possessions. A few days later, he lost his family, his friends, his children, his wife. He died. And in his death, he was utterly alone. We have brought nothing into this world, and it is certainly so that we shall take nothing out. And that is the destiny of all men, you and I, alike and together. How very different it is about the death of this man. In some strange divine arithmetic, that which has been multiplied does not decrease to a unity, but that which is a unity increases to multiplicity. He dies to gather together those which are scattered. Unlike all of us, in our death we are alone. Somehow in his death, all are present. When I am lifted up, I shall gather all to myself, he said. In his death, all come together and are together. In this dying, there is not the loss of family, but the creation of one. It's called the church. In this death, there's not the loss of family, there's the acquisition of the Heavenly Father, the ecclesial mother, and a multitude of brothers and sisters. I suppose that's why it was, that as he went to Jerusalem and towards Golgotha, he stopped. And there he happened to say, on a particular night, Take, eat, this is my body given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Take, drink, this is the cup of the New Testament in my blood, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sin. As the early church liked to remember, in the bread of the Eucharist, there are many, many grains come together in the one loaf, which is the body of Christ. And the cup contains the juice of many grapes, which is now the wine of one cup. In him, all possess and are possessed. How different is the death of this man. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.